Blog Talk Radio.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of love. Sing it again.
Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Welcome to Woman to Woman. This is Coach D.
And of course, you have her co-host, Minister LaDawn. Thank you guys for tuning in to Woman to Woman. I'm sure you hear the passion in my voice this evening, but I'm always so excited to come to this platform, especially with what God has been doing in our lives this year, or in this show, in this broadcast this year, because we have been just turning out some really, really powerful shows. And I'm not just bragging, Coach D. I'm not saying that because I'm a part of this show, but I just get so excited with what the topics that we've been doing this year so far. And many of our listeners have been giving us their feedback, saying the same thing. So, again, we have a special series for you guys this evening. This series is so special that we're spreading it out over the next 2 months. And we believe that this is just going to springboard so many of us into that next level that we've been looking for. Amen?
Amen. I am excited, too. Just to piggyback off of what Minister LaDonna said, is that we have been having some dynamic shows and life-changing shows, and I'm just excited about this 8-week journey to wisdom. You know, we hear that word a lot, and we also know that oftentimes many of us have failed to operate in wisdom. There's many that don't even know what wisdom really truly is. And so we're hoping that this 8-week journey, no, we believe that this 8-week journey will challenge each and every one of us to wisdom. And we found some components that we believe are going to be important that we begin to understand and operate in that's going to lead us into this journey into wisdom. So we're going to think of this each week. We're going to think of the components as prescriptions. So each week, if you tune in to our broadcast, you're going to be getting a prescription that you're that we're going to challenge you to take and go and meditate on. And, you know, and study and just really just stay on that one subject for that week. And then the following week, you'll get another prescription. And these are going to be like antibiotics. They're going to be like antibiotics because they're going to go in and begin to kill all the bad bacteria. In this case, it's going to go in and begin to kill all the negativity that we've embraced, all the bad attitudes, all the everything that has told you that you can't be. That you know, that you won't be. It's going to go in, it's going to begin to kill all those negative words that was put into you from the time you entered into the earth realm. And we're going to begin to rebuild ourselves, and we're going to build on a great foundation with these prescriptions each week. And by the end of the 8 weeks, we're going to be well on our way to wisdom. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, one of the things that I would like to say about wisdom as we're all listening in, we're all in different areas of our life. We're all facing different challenges. We all face different situations. And so this next 8-week journey, it's supposed to grow us into our own individual next level. Wisdom operates as such as that we won't all be dealing with the same things, but we'll be able to make better choices with the things that we're dealing with. Amen. We'll all be able to make better decisions because we'll be looking at it in a new perspective. And so we don't have to compare ourselves to the next person thinking they're more wise than we are. What we do need to do is pay attention again to the components that we will be sharing over these next 8 weeks. We need to make sure that we're utilizing these components, these resources, that we're actually operating in them. We're paying attention to where God is trying to take us in our own individual lives. So make sure you have your pens, make sure you have your papers, because this next week 8 journey is going to be so critical to where we are going in this year. And that's what this whole platform has been about this year. We have been on such a tangent. We've been on some journeys this year, and it's only the month of March, but we are all expecting a great difference. We're hearing this information. We're maturing to new levels so that we can actually actively walk out our visions, our goals, and our dreams. And this series over this next 2 months, this 8-week journey, is going to catapult those of you who are willing to continue the journey, to stay the course, to actively work on this. It's going to catapult you into a new level. And with that said and done, we're going to break open tonight's topic, which is communication. Right, Coach D? Communication.
Amen. I am excited. So what I want to do, as I often do, I don't want to take for granted. There are certain what they are that we hear, and I don't want to take for granted that anyone listening in just really knows what communication means. You know, I know what it means. You may know what it means, Minister LaDon, but I don't want to take for granted that just everybody really knows what communication means. So I would like to just start off by let's just get the definition. What is communication? What does that really mean? What is the definition of communication? And then we could kind of get into some other things. But the simplistic definition of communication is this. It's a two-way process of reaching mutual understanding in which participants not only exchange information, news, ideas, feelings, but also create and share meaning. In general, communication is a means of connecting people or places.
That's
so
good.
That is the simplistic definition of communication. And when you understand that simplistic definition, you're going to understand why tonight's show was important, why we chose communication. We have 8 weeks, and we're going to give you 7 prescriptions that's going to take us into the 8th week of wisdom. And now you'll understand why we put communication first, because what we're going to be doing over this next several weeks is we're going to be exchanging information to you. We're going to be exchanging information and feelings and news and ideas and all this stuff. If we don't do it effectively, then you won't be able to truly embrace, and you won't be able to take what you hear and be able to apply it. Wisdom is knowledge applied. So basically what we're doing is giving you the knowledge, and then we're going to give you the prescription on how to apply it. And if you take the knowledge and apply it properly, then you're going to be operating in wisdom. Amen?
Amen. And again, this wisdom is the first level of this communication that we're talking about. This is the first level of how do we operate in wisdom? How do we get to that place where we're making good choices consistently? And I think, you know, that is where a lot of women today are. And communication is that first step. Many times, not just, you know, we don't want to think of this as just operating in marital relationships or anything like that. We're talking about communication across the lines, period. We have to make sure that our communication is clear, that we understand what's going on, because you have to have that clear path to make the next move. You have to have that clear understanding to be able to learn how to function where you are. You know, one of the things that when we talk about communication, one of the things that we first want to get to is making sure that we understand how to communicate. And the biggest thing that you have to know in communication is how to be an active listener. Because most of the times when we're going into, you know, it can be a conflict or it can be going into any type of relationship, we're trying to get people to understand where we are, where we're coming from, what we want, what we expect. And we're not even listening sometimes to if that other person can even deliver what we want or what we expect, or if they even understand what we want and what we expect. And when we can become better listeners, we can then know how to prepare our message or clearly make sure that we're giving our message in a clear statement, a simple statement, to where the next person understands. Amen?
Amen. That is good. I want to state, because there's 6 basic types of communication. And we're going to probably touch bases on each one of those on tonight. And throughout the throughout this journey, we're going to be communicating. And so there are six types of communication. Most of ours will be verbal, but there is verbal communication. Then you have nonverbal. Verbal is what we're doing now. We're speaking. We're speaking words that you are listening to and you're embracing, or maybe you're not embracing. And then you have nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication could be simply you come home from work, you worked a long day, and you get home, and let's just say your spouse is sitting in front of the TV, and you say good evening, and he kind of grunts. You know, so you notice that the attitude is bad. That's a nonverbal communication. And then you have emotional, another form of communication is called emotional awareness. Emotional awareness. And then you have written communication. And then the last form of communication would be communicating in difficult situations. But I'm going to take four of those. And the four that I'm going to take is the verbal, nonverbal, the written, and the oral, emotional. So I list six, and then I wanted to break that down into four, but never mind, forget the four. I don't want to make it difficult. But those are the six forms of communications. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And so.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Minister Liddell.
Oh, I just want you to know when you hear me being slow, I'm muting myself because as you're talking, I'm taking notes and I'm giving information back. I'll be following along, but based upon what you're bringing to the table and what I'm bringing to the table, I'm taking notes. And so I do want to encourage, again, those who are listening, that you take your own notes as well. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Again, we said that we were going to, I'm going to break it down to the four. I apologize to the listening audience, but we're going to stick to the four. We don't want this to get difficult. So, again, I'm going to go with four types of the most common types of communication. And, again, those are, I'm going to say, interpersonal, nonverbal, written, and oral communication. Again, that's interpersonal, nonverbal, written, and oral communication. Those are the four basic types of communication. And so, again, I broke that down as to what that looks like, what each one looks like so that you'll know. We got oral, meaning verbal. We have written. We do a lot of written communication, particularly, on the job. If you have a business, you're on the job, you're doing a lot of written communication. You're normally writing to communicate with your customers, whether those be external customers or internal customers. So that's the written communication. And then, of course, oral, again, is what we're doing. And then the nonverbal normally deals with attitudes or it don't even have to be attitude. A nonverbal communication could be something intimate. You're married. You come home, and because I'm assuming that we're speaking to mostly women on the line. It could be men. When your wife comes in lingerie, that's a nonverbal communication. She's speaking to you without speaking. She's communicating to you what she wants. Amen.
Amen.
And this theme communication is going to be important. It's going to be key in us going on to our next things. We're going to be speaking on, just to break it down, we're going to be speaking on communication tonight, commitment, character, integrity, accountability, trustworthy, discipline, and we believe all seven of those things we're going to then pour into wisdom, because in order to operate in wisdom, those seven things play a part. And so we're going to be speaking on each one of those each week. I want to go into. Now, Minister Donald, I'm going to step back and I'm going to let you speak some, because when I'm going to come back and I want to be able to give the word as it pertains to communication. And then you might want to give a little bit more of the theory on communication.
Oh, amen. Amen. And so as we are moving right along in the show, one of the things that I want to open up while we're talking about communication, again, I have been doing research on listening. And so one of the biggest things, again, we want to seek first to understand and then to be understood. And many of you may be thinking, well, why is that? And I'll give you a couple of basic foundational reasons why we're learning how to be a good listener. First of all, when most of us are listening to something that's being said, and I'm going to go from the just, you know, the conflict point of view. Again, we make the effort, our first effort is that we want to be heard. We want to be understood. We want to stand up for ourselves. We want to get our needs across or get our needs met. And so we come from a place of being in a defensive mode. We're prepared for somebody to, you know, do a counterattack. You know, if they say something, then I'm going to get ready to say this. And so most of the time when we're listening to people, we're not listening for understanding. We're listening for all of these things. And so when we respond, we either hurt someone, we either respond sometimes with criticism or with complaints. And when we do that, most people think that we're attacking their character or we're attacking their personality or we're attacking them. And so when we come from a place of seeking to understand first and then be understood, again, we can address the real problems, we can address what really needs to be communicated. We can address what needs really need to be met. And and most of the time, it's not just our own needs that we're addressing that need to be met. It's the needs of the collective, us as a collective, us as a whole. And so we become a us instead of a I or a you or a me or mine or yours. If that makes sense. And I know a lot of women who are listening now, or even men, if you're listening, you can agree that most of the time when you have these type of conversations, this is what is going on. And so I'm going to share with us a few different types of the type of listening that we usually do. Because usually when we're listening, again, we're filtering information. What happens is we filter information, and we filter that information based upon our own paradigms. We filter that information based upon self. We're the main character in a movie, and everything surrounds us. And so when we're listening to information, they are doing this to me. They are doing this affects me that way, or I think that this affects them that way. And so it's, again, using all of those self statements. And we want to get away from filtering that information because, again, we're receiving, when we're listening, we're receiving everything according to our own paradigm. And so we want to listen in a way that is just one more.
Okay, I think Minister LaDon, you may have went out.
I'm back. I apologize.
Okay.
Thank you. And so, you know, most people learn that there may be three or four different types of listening, but there actually are five different types of listening that goes on. The first type of listening with the first stage is we're usually ignoring what's going on. We're ignoring people or we're ignoring what's being said because we're in our own mind, we're thinking about our responses. We're thinking, oh, she do this or she do that, but we're ignoring. We may not be listening totally at all. And the second stage of listening is we're pretending to attend. You're looking at the person maybe, or you're saying, uh-huh, when it's right, or, you know, when you think it's okay to say, uh-huh, but we're pretending like we're listening. And the next type of stage of listening, which is the third stage, we're selectively listening. When it pertains to us or when it's something that we want to respond to. Oh, hey, yeah, you know, like somebody might say, okay, if you do this, then I'll do that. Because there's an incentive for me, my ears have perked up, and now I'm selectively attending. I go in and I go out based upon what's being said. Another type of listening is attentive listening. And the attentive listening, we're paying attention, but even when we're paying attention, most of the time it's based upon our own needs and what is, you know, we're paying attention to what's being said, but we're responding according to me, my, I, and self-serving needs. But when we do, when we're empathetic listeners, when we're listening at the highest stage, which is the fifth stage, which is empathetic listening, we're listening according to the other person. We're listening with, and our frame of mind is listening to hear what they're saying, hear what their needs are, hear where they're coming from. And so that's the first stage, is we have to learn how, we have to understand what type of listening we're doing when we're communicating, and we have to learn how to listen better. We want to be active listeners, and that active listener listening is graduating to the empathetic listening. And it can be kind of risky sometimes. It when we're listening empathetically, we have to have a great deal of confidence. We have to have a great deal of security, because sometimes you're going to hear things that you don't want to hear, or you might not want to hear. And it might be truthful things, and you can't be listening. Again, we're not listening to where we are setting ourselves up to be able to defend ourselves. We're listening to a point of the information that's being shared. How do we make this, how do we then address it to where the whole, the collective is being, we're addressing these things to where the collective is, it's benefiting the collective, us as a group, rather than individually us as each part. Amen? Does that make sense?
Amen. Yes, it does make sense. And I just wanted to support what you were saying as it pertains to listening. And I will do the same thing when you get into speaking. Listening, just to support you. And again, we hope that you're taking notes, because it's going to be, it's not going to be so much about what we're saying on tonight, ladies. It's going to be what you do with the information. Again, remember, wisdom is a, is knowledge applied. So you, have you ever seen someone who, you know, goes to school and they go to college for 4 years, 6 years, whatever, they get a degree, and so they got all this knowledge. But it's not until they take that knowledge and apply it that it becomes, that it be, that they become experts, or they become what we say in wisdom. So so make sure that once you get the information that you're getting on tonight by taking your notes, that you spend the rest of the week studying it. You know, just take some time throughout the day, you know, each day, just take a small moment, if it's 10 minutes, and just go back over your notes. Do your own research. Proverbs 18:2, Minister LaDonna speaks to what you're saying. I'm going to give three scriptures that support what you're saying in reference to listening. Proverbs 18:2 tells us, fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinion. Wow, you mentioned that, that most people listen to speak. They're not listening to hear. And it's telling us in Proverbs, fools find no pleasure in understanding. They don't want to understand, but they just waiting to give their opinion. We know people like that. Some of us been like that. You know, somebody's trying to tell us something, and we can't even let them get through before we're already blasting off our own opinions, what we think, you know, what we think it should be like. We didn't even hear what they say. We cut them off. So we're even responding to something that they actually didn't say, because we didn't allow them to say everything that they needed to say. Amen. And then skipping over to Proverbs 18:13, it tells us to answer before listening is a folly and shame. So it's telling us right here to not listen focusedly listen to what the person is saying before giving a response. Oftentimes, it could just bring frustration. It could bring conflict. It could cause misunderstanding. And depending on how you respond or how the other person responds, you could say things that you really didn't mean. How oftentimes have we said something we didn't mean because we thought you said this, or we thought you meant this? Oh, I thought you meant this, so I said this, and now you're in conflict. Amen? And then lastly, the last scripture I want to, and that was, so Proverbs 18:13, and then I want to go over to James 1:19, and James 1:19 tells us, it tells us, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Mm-hmm.
Quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Amen?
Amen. And, you know, and most of us, as we're talking about listening, most of us don't like to open ourselves up to listening. Most of us have a wall. And I'm saying most of us because this is something that I've practiced and I'm learning not to practice. And it's something that's universal. We have this wall up because what happens is we don't want to be influenced. Maybe we don't want to be influenced because we feel like it might conflict with our beliefs. Maybe we don't want to be influenced because we feel like it may conflict with what we want to share or what we're trying to say, but we don't want to be influenced. And so when we open ourselves up for empathetic listening, we become vulnerable. We become vulnerable, and that's a stage that most of us don't want to be in either, because when you become vulnerable, people can see the cracks. They can see the things that we don't necessarily want them to see, or we might have to address those things. We might have to acknowledge those things. And so that's why most people do not operate on that fifth level of listening, which is the empathetic listening. And so, again, the first level of listening is we're ignoring what's being said. The second level is pretending. We're pretending to listen. The third level is selective listening. The fourth level is attentive listening. And most people who feel like they're good communicators, they operate on selective and the attentive level. If you think that you're a great communicator, most of us operate on the attentive. Fifth level is where we want to get to. Because when we don't operate on that level, what we're usually doing is we go in and we try and solve a problem before we understand what the problem is. We try and give a diagnosis or a solution to the problem before we even know what the problem is. And if you don't know what the problem is, it doesn't matter how many solutions you have. It's not the right solution most of the time because it's not addressing that specific problem. And so one of the things that we learn in Six Sigma, we have to go into the company and we have to learn about the company. How does it operate? What do people think that they're doing? What do people think that their role is? How do they feel like they bring value or do not bring value to a company? Different things like that, because we cannot address we cannot give a solution to a problem until we actually understand what the problem is. And when you're learning different things like Six Sigma, or if you're a parent, or if you're in a role of management, one of the things that you do is you realize that you solve problems. And so a lot of times we just want to come in, solve the problem right away, and, you know, think that, okay, now that I solved this problem, it goes away. And so we have so many different solutions. We have solutions for everything, amen? We have a solution for this, a solution for that. But most of the time, we don't take the time to actively come to what the real problem is. And so we have these we have these habits that we go into usually when we're listening or when we're communicating. And right now, we are learning to be better communicators. And like I said, the first level is learning how to be a good listener. Seek to understand. Learn how to be an active listener. Seek first to understand before you seek to be understood. And some of the ways that we can do this is we can first, we want to make sure that we're evaluating what's going on. You know, we can make sure that we don't have to agree to everything. And most people, especially when we're in a conflict type of challenge or situation, we want to get to a place where everybody agrees on everything. We don't all have to agree. We might all have to work together, but we don't all have to agree. And so how do we learn to get to that place where we don't all have to agree? One of the things I want to share with everybody, I'm an avid reader, and one of the books that I've read is The Fifth Agreement. And so it talks about four agreements. And most people who are listening, if you haven't heard of it, you can Google it. But the first agreement is that you calm yourself. You calm yourself before you enter in a conversation. And this could even just be a business conversation. When you go into business conversations, whenever you're going into new relationships, we want to practice these new types of communication so that we're doing this all of the time. And so, the first agreement is being impeccable with your word. The first agreement is being impeccable with your word. You're going to speak with integrity. We're going to say only what we mean. We're going to avoid using the word to speak against ourselves or to gossip about others. We're going to use the power of the word in direction of truth and love. And that's the first agreement, being impeccable with your word. And I'm sharing this with you because I'm giving you the foundation of being an effective listener and being an effective speaker, effective communicator. And so I'm going to give you the five agreements, and then we're going to go into the ways that we go into a conversation or the steps to go into a conversation that's going to make us better communicators. So the first agreement is being impeccable with your word. And again, we're going to speak with integrity. We're going to say only what we mean. We can fluff up a 5-minute conversation and make it a 15-minute conversation. Some of those extra words are not needed. Say only what you mean. And in order to be impeccable with your word, we're going to stop using words against ourselves. I'm so stupid, or that was stupid of me. No, we're not going to use the word against ourselves, and we're not going to use it to gossip about other people. How many times have you found yourself gossiping about others? Use the power of your word in direction of truth and love. If you're not speaking truth and love, then it's not necessary that you speak on it. And sometimes you might be sharing about somebody, and it might be necessary for you to share about somebody, but always make sure you're only delivering the truth and you're delivering it in love. Don't use your words to gossip. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. Many of us have a habit of taking everything personally. Nothing that anybody else does is because of you. It's always because of their own self. It's a projection of their own reality, their own dreams. When you're immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. What they have to say or what they have to do has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. So you don't even have to take it personally. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. Many of us don't have the courage to ask questions. We don't have the courage to have those difficult conversations. So find the courage to ask questions and express what you really want. What is it that you really want? What is it that you really need? And make sure you're listening. communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings. And that's the biggest place where many relationships fall apart, is a misunderstanding, which leads to sadness and leads to drama most of the time. The fourth agreement is always do your best. Doing your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are tired as opposed to well-rested. So doing your best is not going to look the same all of the time. When you know how to do better, then you're going to do better than you did before. But do your best in every situation. If you are exhausted, your best is not going to look like your best when you have all of the energy in the world. So don't use your words to tear yourself down. Don't use your words to tear anybody else down, because do your best in the moment that you're in. And the fifth agreement is be skeptical. Many of us just trust right away. I'm just going to take them at their word. I'm going to take them at their action. Skeptical and learn to listen. Don't believe everything about yourself or anybody else unconditionally. Use the power of doubt to question everything you hear. Is it really truth? Listen to the intent behind the words and you'll understand the real message of the word. And many, some people may be saying, oh, well, I don't want to be that skeptical person. I would just rather trust. However, being skeptical doesn't mean that you don't trust or you don't believe. Being skeptical is that you're looking for what is the truth. And when you can address the truth, that's when you address the problem, and that's when you come up with an actual solution to what's going on. Listen to the intent behind the words, because sometimes you might be dealing with somebody who's not a great communicator, but there's a different intent, and that's a lot of how we get mixed up. Sometimes when people are sending text messages, you don't understand the intent. When you don't understand the intent, I'm challenging you all. If you don't understand the intent, don't take a text message or don't take a conversation as it is. Tell the person, I don't understand. Or this is what I understand. So that they can then come back to you and tell you what their motives are or their intent is. Amen?
Amen.
And so,
Minister Ladon, just real quickly, because I'm taking notes too. Number four was always do your best, and then I got everything else you said after that, but I may have missed the title of number five as you was explaining it.
Be skeptical, but learn to listen.
Okay.
And so here, and this is another reason why I'm saying be skeptical, because a lot of us jump into situations and we won't communicate because we just trust right off the bat. So we don't ask the questions that need to be asked. We don't say what needs to be said. We just take everything as it is. Be skeptical, but learn to listen so that you can hear what's really being communicated. And that's one of the biggest failings of business, one of the most critical areas where people fail in business, is because they just jump right in. They're not skeptical. We get into relationships. We get into business relationships. You're not skeptical. You don't ask questions. You just get in and you do. Be skeptical and learn to listen. And it's not that you're just skeptical of the other person, but be skeptical when it comes to yourself as well. Because you might think that you're going into this business or, you know, what have you, and you have all the best intent in the world, but you might not be able to deliver what you think you can deliver. And so sometimes things have to be organic or things need to change, but that's only when you can understand what the real intent is. When you understand the intent, you're able to stay on course. And so those are the five agreements. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And so,
now, what
I
would like to...
Go ahead. Go ahead, because I was getting ready to go there, too. You go right ahead.
Are we on the same page here?
We are.
Are we lacking communication? No, I'm teasing. So with those five agreements, I just was thinking maybe we might. This may be a good time to just see if the audience have any questions, or you know, they may have some questions regarding the five agreements, and then we could continue on. But I just thought this might be a good place to stop, because there's a lot of information that's going forth on tonight, and I just want to make sure that our audience is getting the information and truly understanding the information, and making sure that they don't have any questions. So if you are listening in live in the studio and you have a question, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment, and we could bring you in. Again, if you have a question or comment about what's been said up to this point, please dial 1 on your dial pad, and that'll let our team know that you have a question or comment. If not, we're going to continue on, but at any given time throughout the remainder of the show, please feel free to dial 1. Now, if you're listening in through the internet, unfortunately, you can't ask questions there. You would have to actually call into the studio, and that number is area code 646-721-9678. Again, that's 646-721-9678 if you have a question on tonight. Amen?
Amen. And so, you know, as we're leaving the room for our listening audience to come in with their questions or comments, and we'll be moving along. And again, if you want me to go back over anything that's been shared tonight, or Coach D to go back over anything that's been shared tonight, please dial 1, because these are things that we're all going to be working on over this next 8 weeks to get to that level of wisdom. And so as we get into conversations, we're going to learn how to operate in our conversations. And so how are we now going to be speaking to each other or to the next person? And so there's 5 that I want us to recognize and to operate in. And so as you hear, we've been talking about 5 ways of listening, 5 agreements, and now 5 key points of communicating, 5 key points of going into a conversation. And the first point is keep yourself calm. And sometimes you might have to think of a good trait about that person, a good memory about that person, or something positive if it's a new situation or a new relationship. But keep yourself calm, especially in business. There's so many times when we get so excited about the end result. We're so excited about what business can do for us. And so that excitement has us agreeing to everything and, you know, saying yes, 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 all over the place, maybe not reading carefully, maybe not understanding what's required in full. And so you want to step into any conversation being calm. The second key point, and this is for every conversation, but especially in times of conflict, use I statements instead of you statements. Well, you know, when you do this, you make me mad, or you never do this, or you always do that. We especially want to stay away from generalizations of always and never, because that only causes, it causes barriers. So we're going to use I statements. Well, this is what I understand, or this is how I feel, or this is how I operate when this happens. This is what I need. We're going to keep, number 3 is we're going to keep it specific. And again, always avoid I or never. Don't time travel. Many of us, when it comes to conversations around conflict, we time travel. Well, you know, last time or in the past, or, you know, I'm always like this, or I'm always deal with the now, because this situation has really nothing to do with in the past. It has everything to do with right now. And when we time travel, we bring in so much fluff into the now. And sometimes we don't actually resolve the issue at hand. Number four is we're going to talk about what we need instead of what we don't need or what went wrong. And this is because we want to provide the constructive solution. And so I'm going to take it to relationships. If your man is not calling you or texting you, you can, instead of saying, you never call me or you always text me 5 hours later, it's okay to say, you know what? When I text, I need or I would like for you to text me back within a reasonable amount of time, or I need you to respond to me in a reasonable amount of time, because when I don't get a response, not when you don't respond, when I don't get a response, this is what I think or this is how I feel. So we're going to talk about what we need. And number five is we're going to be kind. Many times when we go into conflict conversation, especially, or not even just conflict conversations, when we're going into business conversations, sometimes we go into business conversations being arrogant. We mistake it for confidence, but we are arrogant because of what we know and what we bring to the table. And so be kind when you're going into this conversation, because you never know if the next person knows more or even if they know less. When we're going into relationships, it's because someone is bringing into our atmosphere of influence or our atmosphere of reach something that we don't already have or something that we want. And if it's something that we want, if we have it, we want more of it. Or again, we don't already have that in our realm. And so be kind. Don't come from a place of arrogance. Don't come from a place of cruelty. Don't come from a place of a know-it-all. When we think of God and his infinite wisdom, you know, the word is full of coming to us as a bride or coming to us going to him as children. You know what I'm saying? And so when you think about dealing with your bride or you think about dealing with your child, you're full of love and you're full of kindness. And so that's how we want to approach situations where we're communicating. Amen?
Amen. So Minister LaDon, so let me just, I think I would like for you to do a quick recap, because I know we're coming towards the end of the show, and we spoke a lot on tonight about communication. One of the things we first started off with was the six types of communication. We actually brought that to four, so the four types of communication. And
five.
Then you did five ways of listening.
Sorry.
And I just, I didn't, if you could just go through, not necessarily that you have to break them down, but just go through what the five ways of listening, and then go back over the five agreements of listening, and then the five key points of going into a conversation, just to make sure, so our listening audience could make recap to make sure that they have that information.
Perfect. And you see what I just did there? I jumped in before you were finished and jumped in and said five, four.
Hey, practicing,
amen.
Look, you just broke number three of five agreements of listening. Don't make assumptions, no.
So again, the five levels of listening. The first is ignoring. The second is pretending to listen. The third is selective listening. The fourth is attentive listening. And the fifth is empathetic listening. And when we talk about the five agreements, the first is be impeccable with your word. The second is don't take anything personally. The third is don't make assumptions. The fourth is always do your best. And the fifth is be skeptical, but learn to listen. and the five keys to communicating. Calm yourself. Number two is use I statements. Number three, keep it specific. Number four, talk about what you need instead of what you don't or what went wrong. Provide a constructive solution so that we can provide a constructive solution. And number five, be kind.
Okay, amen, amen. Again, we want to just take the opportunity to always consider our listeners, and if you are listening in and you have a comment about any of the information that has went forth on tonight, please dial 1 on your dial pad. And with that being said, Minister LaDon, did you have any final words?
Well, again, you know, we shared a lot of information over this evening. Those of you who are listening in, if you feel that you have something that's in you that's burning to come out, that's what this show is about, communicating. Don't be one of those people. We're learning to put these communication steps or resources or tools into practice. And so go ahead and share. Maybe it's something that you learned. Maybe it's something that can add to the conversation, that can expand what we've shared on this evening. But start tonight in putting these resources into practice or these tools into practice. And as we put these tools into practice, I want everybody, when you go away this evening and we come back together next week for next week's topic and next week's second part of this series, which is going to be a whole new key for operating in wisdom, I want us to all go away and come back and share some stories about how we put these certain things into practice and how it's starting to change our way of communicating, or, you know, it might change one particular area in your life, one particular relationship in your life. It might add to, or maybe it's something that didn't necessarily go right. But we're going to go away this evening, and we're going to put these tools into practice.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm excited on this journey. Tonight we started the journey off with communication, and next week we will take it to commitment. And I'm excited about commitment. I think that's going to be a very strong one, because a lot of us are finding, even as men and women of God, we're finding ourselves not keeping our commitments and thinking it's okay because we have, you know, we have, of course, great explanations or what have you. We are all finding that we're, you know, might tell someone we're going to call them back, don't call back. No harm meant, right? But is still not keeping our commitment. And believe it or not, we're finding, and people are often saying, you know, in the body, we're supposed to be people of character, integrity, and accountability. And so when we say we're going to do something, when we say we're going to be somewhere, whatever that is, when we're keeping our commitment, we're being watched. We're being watched by the world. And so while we're being watched by the world of not doing what we're supposed to be doing, then it gives the, quote, church a bad name. And so we want to start being people of our word. If we say we're going to do something, if we say we're going to be somewhere, that we start keeping our commitments. And then communication, you're going to find that everything we're speaking of each week ties into each other, because communication ties into everything else we're going to talk about. And everything else we're going to talk about ties back into communication. It ties back into our character, because guess what? If we're not communicating effectively, we're not keeping our commitments, guess what? It's going to speak to our character. And if it's speaking to our character, it's going to speak to our integrity. And if it speaks to our integrity, it's saying that we're not being accountable. And then if we're not being accountable, then it's going to speak to us not being trustworthy. And all of this speaks to us not being disciplined. It speaks to us not being disciplined. And then that means we're not operating in wisdom. So we want to work on these things. I'm super excited. It may seem boring. It may seem like a lot of information. But I would challenge you that if you take the information and study it and apply it, you're going to begin to see a difference in that area, especially if that's an area of challenge for you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So we hope that you guys will join us next week and continue this series with us. And not only that, you continue this series with us, if you are in any type of relationship that you deemed as important, we hope that you invite them to join this conversation along with you. You can have your friend, you can have your mate. We can all take this journey together. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we want to thank each and every person for tuning in to this episode of Woman to Woman. And this is our, wow, an 8-week journey to wisdom. This was week 1, communication. And we hope that you join us on next week for commitment as we dive deeper. And stay tuned with us each week because we really have something special on the 8th week. We're going to have a special guest in the audience on the 8th week, and we're going to just take all what we've learned for the 7 weeks, and we're going to pull it together, and it's all going to make sense. You're going to be able to see the difference. You're going to be able to see why it was important that we took you through this journey. Amen. So, again, we want to thank you for tuning in on tonight. Feel free to tune in tomorrow night to Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D, at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we look forward to you joining us next week. Have a blessed evening.
Woman to woman.
Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Sing it again. Woman to
woman,
woman, songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman, yeah.
Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Songs of love and songs of joy, woman to woman.